Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Free Voices here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the campus community radio on the top of Simon Fraser, Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on 90.1 FM 24/7. You can also listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can find podcasts on our websites. You can text us and call us in the studio 778-782-2573. Once again, 778-782-2573. This is Free Voices, the Odyssey of Positivity, right here on CJSF, where we broadcast from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Kwikwetlem, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Musqueam, Stolo, Khatse, and other peoples. Thank you for joining us here this afternoon. We're here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. And with me in the studio, we have Faima. How are you doing?
Hello, everyone. I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic. Yes. Lovely, lovely. Well, we've got an excellent selection of music, and we're also going to try and get some of our regular guests here on the program. But maybe we could just briefly introduce our theme for today's episode.
Sure. The theme for today is victory. Which is very appropriate, is hopeful, joyful. It gives the motivation to everyone just to focus and catching their dreams, basically.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we start off with the kind of first track of our victory lap here with Sleepy Trip.
Sounds great. Yes.
By Wet Cactus. And this is a long one, so enjoy, everybody. We'll be back in a while.
Thank you.
psychedelic rock from Spain. Very cool stuff. Wet Cactus there for everyone. The track Sleepy Trip from their album Dust, Hunger, and Gloom. And, you know, our theme today, victory,
yes.
It's very appropriate, I think, for the week that we just had, and especially the observance that just happened mm-hmm. here in Canada.
Yes.
For those of you who are joining us in Radio Land or later on the podcast on the website, we're kind of in the middle of November here in 2025, and every November 11th mm-hmm. in many countries around the world,
yes.
the observance of the end of the First World War occurs.
Exactly, yes.
And the question I heard someone ask who may not have been quite familiar with the tradition and the observance here. They were asking, mm-hmm. is it a holiday? Is it a celebration?
Yes.
And it's interesting. Victory can be both a celebration and a somber occasion as well, too.
Exactly.
You know, one side may have been victorious, mm-hmm. But at what cost, kind mm-hmm. of thing. And I was looking at the etymology of victory. The English word victory comes from the old French victoire, and then from before that, the Latin word victoria. Mm-hmm. And Victoria is the Roman goddess, the personification of victory, right. as well as kind of the rebranding, so to say, of one of the Greek goddesses. Mm-hmm. And that's very common. The Greeks came up with the ideas first. The Romans copied and renamed things.
Yes.
And the goddess Nike, for whom the giant sportswear company Nike takes their, mm-hmm. you know, the winged victory.
Right.
And it was victory not just in battle, but in many different forms as well. And so as we, you know, remember those who gave their lives for democracy and freedom, mm-hmm.
yes.
and for us to be able to enjoy really quite a comfortable life that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And many people have connections or were impacted, I mean, globally by the Second World War, by the First World War, by armed conflicts ever since, kind of thing. And for me, it's quite personal. In my family, we have connections both on the Canadian and the American side,
yes.
To both of those conflicts, as well as other engagements around the world. And one that also sticks into my mind most recently is mm-hmm. Involving Afghanistan.
Yes.
And many other parts of the region as
yes.
well, too. Iran, for example, in
exactly.
the 1970s.
Exactly.
And, great social change. And one side may have claimed victory, but at what cost? And it's interesting, the concept of, for say, universal victory,
mm-hmm.
you know, what can we all strive to be victorious over?
Exactly.
And I feel not just that, which is kind of the textbook example of victory, but also personal victory
mm-hmm.
means a lot to me. And, you know, people, this is a show that focuses on positivity, but also uplifting and change and being able to alter yourself in a healthy mm-hmm. fashion and, mm-hmm. you know, being victorious over certain things in your life that might be holding you back or stumbling blocks. And so personal victory,
exactly.
I think, is just as important.
Exactly. Exactly. You said it beautifully. And even though you're very young, but your knowledge and your history and your vision is outstanding, is very inspiring to me and the rest of the other crew and whoever is listening from this station, your voice. In my opinion, victory, the meaning of the victory, as you said it beautifully and clearly, success, it brings the success over an enemy or the battle at the war. And the deep meaning of the victory is conquer or overcome. To me, the victory, I love the theater, I love art, music, and cinema, basically. And one of the artists that it touched really my heart, one of them was Tina Turner, American singer. And she sang simply the best. She did the best of herself, the best of the best, and gave it to the humanity. And with his with her example of her life, she was remarkable with the addiction of the abusive, dysfunctional marriage, and from poverty to the wealth and success. She was raised by her grandmother, and she used to sing in the church. And the music was the light, was the guidance, was the light, was the hope, and became a dream. And she became number one singer internationally. Her fame and success was recognized in the world. So we have to check our direction, the destiny of our own life, the purpose of the life, and the goal we have, and the mission we have on this Mother Earth, to make changes, positive changes, and make the world a better place to live. So, and I wish and my desire for every one of you that you're listening across the country and outside of the country, especially at the reservation with the indigenous people, respected indigenous people, the land owner of the country, keep going, keep shining, and keep moving. And make that dream, make that positivity to become a victory of your life. As long as we have the sky is the limit for all of us. So just be a nightingale at your station, at your home, and fly high and catch your dream. When you catch your dreams, the success comes with it, and that is the victory.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, we have these levels of victory. We have
definitely
a global victory.
Yes.
You know, some things we're striving towards: peace, cooperation, tolerance, and harmony.
Very much.
We have kind of national victories as well too. Things to improve. You know, the citizens of a country. We have municipal, like local area. We have community areas. Things that we're doing at the station to be victorious over.
Yes.
Over elements, personal victory, and I would also say there's spiritual victory as well too. You know, not just things that we're struggling with, but also being able to, you know, master ourselves.
Yes.
And I feel that it's such a nice forum to take an hour every Thursday and discuss a single word in deep detail. And it's always a different perspective for me because we have multiple guests that come on the program. We have multiple different backgrounds.
Yes.
And you get to hear everybody's take on the same topic, which is so good.
It's wonderful.
Shall we have another song?
Sounds great. Yes, I'm ready for it.
Well, these guys are from Saskatchewan. They're called The Dead South, and this track is called Black Lung. Right here on CGSF 90.1 FM, you're listening to Free Voices.
Beautiful.
Of a pickaxe mine, black love. line of hay. We never saw it again. So West Virginia's home, and that's where we're staying, to the blade of a Bible hill. Jesus is wicked, so we just keep on picking at the scalp of the open mind.
Dead South with Black Lung. They're from Saskatchewan. Great stuff.
Wow.
Lovely Canadian music.
Beautiful, yes.
Yeah, so, thinking more about the topic of victory and, how can we embody victory, right? Mm-hmm. It's, I think everybody goes through struggles in their life on various different levels. Either conflict or hardships or difficulty. Mm-hmm. And at times it can be tough to find that kind of light of victory,
Yes.
And in Roman and Greek mythology, victory is often personified with wings.
Yes.
There's a lifting up. There's kind of an ascending element to that deity. And I think our interaction with victory should be the same way. And if you think about in relation to Remembrance Day, after years of global conflict, it's hard to see an end to something that
very
has been
much
going on, that has kind of taken over society globally, which was the first time that had really happened in the world. And to be able to find the courage to reach for victory. Mm-hmm. And also realize that that the concept of victory is going to be applied differently in different places.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. And I feel our ability to reach for victory and also to define what victory means for us is very important, because if we don't have that mental image, it's going to be difficult for us to actually kind of get to a place where we can say, hey, we are victorious. We have made it, kind of thing.
Right.
I'm just looking at some of the other translations of victory. And for the Scottish Gaelic version, the word is spelled B-U-A-I-D-H, buih, and it means not just victory, but also impact or effect. So you can be victorious over something because you've made an effort to engage with something.
Right.
Yeah. Your thoughts any further on victory? I mean, there's a lot we could talk about for sure.
It's huge. It's a lot. But even the word is very velvetish, is very soft. All of a sudden, it feels, from inside your the soul is starting to warm up. It's such a significant, powerful word. If we practice it in our daily life, basically, we end of the day, end of the month, then we recognize how much we have changed to the positivity. Because victory itself is so huge, and is, as I said, I feel, you know, is so cozy, is so warm, is so pleasant, and is quite soft, like a velvet.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the in Ukraine, in Russia, and Middle East, is the very heavy war is happening for so long, and we as a human being, we have to give our voice to the leaders of the country, that how much as one body we are so against, because there is no win situation, and it brings a lot of discomfort, poverty, and uncomfort. You know, who wants to really witness, to go back to the history at the Hitler time? And Hitler style, unfortunately, with the people, they call themselves leaders, but in not in my book and many books, they are very weak individual with the mental illness and the dysfunctional life they have been raised. They think by torturing, bringing the war, and dictatorship is the power. But actually, this is the weakness. If they really need the power, when you gain the heart of the people as a community, and you bring the positivity, good action, kind action to the community, that is the power. That it has so much, it speaks for itself. It doesn't need to really deliver the words. And those individuals that they call themselves a leader of Middle East or whoever they are running, they are very weak. And I just recommend them to get their healing through the, you know, resources that they have, the therapy, and not to be dysfunctional, and don't spray dysfunctional lifestyle, and to become a dictatorship. That is the very weakness, is not, it has no power in it.
Absolutely. One of my favorite classical works, you know, thinking like Plato and Sophocles and yes. Aristotle and Sun Tzu,
yes.
From The Art of War by Sun Tzu, classical Chinese mm-hmm. military strategist, but also philosopher
right.
as well. The ultimate victory is achieved without fighting.
Mm.
So knowing how to move around these distractions,
mm-hmm.
these grabs for power, as illegitimate as they often are,
mm-hmm.
And knowing how to bring a community behind you, as you said,
mm-hmm.
because truth and power in victory mm-hmm. does not come from oppression.
Exactly.
It comes from leading from the front,
mm-hmm.
and it comes from having people behind you willingly.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting, interesting, lovely topics. And I think we'll have a music break to help us gather our thoughts, and then we will get
Absolutely.
Our first guest on the line. So we have our next track here for you.